Rachel on 104.5 The Zone. What's going to happen in Knoxville? Brian Niedermeyer, one of the Tennessee assistants, met with investigators yesterday. Coach Pruitt meeting with investigators today. Chris Lowe told us on Monday there should be some sort of closure on some level by the end of the week, which is interesting. But now that we find out Pruitt's meeting with investigators today, that kind of makes sense. Thoughts on the hiring of Kevin Steele, Vols basketball back in action, hopefully Saturday against Vanderbilt. All of these topics that we'll get to with Jason Swain, former UT wide receiver. And now he loves it when I say this, media mogul in Knoxville. At Swain Event is the Twitter handle. SwainEvent.com is the website. And he's got the brand new sparkling app. There's like glitter on that app, I think. Swain, what's up? How are you, man?
What's up, man? I'm okay. How are you?
Is that descriptive enough that there's glitter on your app? I don't know why I would say that, but there we are.
Yeah, it shines. It has shimmer on it. Yeah, all that, man. All that.
So you do your show live in the mornings. Have you always been a morning person, or do you have to, like, have 8 cups of coffee and then fake it for a minute?
I get up most of the time without an alarm, you know, about 5.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you play football,
yeah,
you know, college, you pretty much get used to getting up super early because everything kicks off at 6:30, so – you know, we had those 6:30 workout groups, and, you know, I like to get that out the way and have the rest of my day. So, yeah, man, pretty much been a morning guy. So it's not that bad, man.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter. All right, so Brian Niedermeyer reportedly met with investigators yesterday. Jeremy Pruitt reportedly going today. Where are we with this? Are we approaching some sort of finality here?
Well, I think we are, you know, for sure. Coach Pruitt, I mean, he may be still meeting right now.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Niedermeyer met yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't a 10-minute meeting or an hour meeting. And so I'm pretty sure they had an extensive conversation, a lot of questions, and we should be at the end. You know, usually when the head coaches interview, you know, that should mean that you're at the end. But, I mean, you just never know. I do know that the players and the students return to go to class next week, at the beginning of next week. And so it might be a good idea to have, you know, a plan for what you do moving forward when the players come back in town. I mean, I think it would be nice for them to know who's going to be their coach one way.
I like how you put that. It'd be nice to have a plan.
Maybe it'd be nice. I mean, it'd be nice for the players to know who they're going to play for.
Well, I mean, they do know that from a defensive standpoint. Maybe they don't know what position he's coaching, but Kevin Steele's going to be there. I mean, they do know that because apparently the hiring freeze did not extend to the hiring of Kevin Steele, which let me say, as an Auburn alum, is a phenomenal hire.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Tennessee alum. You know, he knows what this place is about. He loves this place, and he's one of the best coordinators, you know, in the country. You know, I remember back in the day when I was a freshman and didn't make any plays. I didn't get that VIP treatment to get into the club. You know, you know, I had to stay in line. I had to pay. When you score a touchdown, you start making some plays. People know who you are, and then you get kind of pushed in front of the line. And I kind of felt like that's what happened with Kevin Steele. You know, didn't hire offensive line coach. Not really renewing any contracts, but hey, Kevin Steele, you come on in, buddy. You're a little bit different. So it's just weird, you know, there's been this quote unquote hiring freeze, but not for Kevin Steele.
Well, and, you know, I mean, people could say what they want, but that hiring makes sense on so many levels. Number one, Auburn's paying him so much money that he's not costing you hardly anything, you know, comparatively speaking. The other thing is, if Pruitt makes it, that's another great defensive mind on that staff, and that's 3 former defensive coordinators on that staff. And the other part of that is, if something does happen with Pruitt, you've got your interim coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win. I mean, yeah, it doesn't really matter if people get excited about Kevin Steele being an interim coach or whatever, but you have someone there. Then the first time in the history of college football, we have this transfer portal, and it's filling up like crazy. And you got kids going in, you got kids going out, and it would be nice to have someone like Kevin Steele there to kind of help regardless of what happens, either way you go with Coach Pruitt's career and future here at Tennessee. So No, it was a, it's a trifecta. It's how I looked at it when, once he was hired. So it's a good move for Tennessee for sure. It's weird, but when you kind of pull back the curtain and kind of, you know, see the hire for what it is, it's a great move by Tennessee to bring him in and you know, lock him down while somebody else is paying for it.
So speaking of the situation with Pruitt, what are you hearing this week about where we are with that? Because a lot of people for a while have said it's 50-50. Where are you with that?
I mean, I feel like Chris Lowe. I mean, I felt that way for a while, just putting two and two together. I mean, you have, you know, a very, very powerful and accomplished attorney and law firm coming in, and you're going to pay them $500 an hour, and they've been here since November. You are investing money in that for a reason if you're Tennessee. And I think anytime you take someone like him and you dump them in, you know, any college town in the SEC, they're going to find something they really want to. So I just don't think it looks good for Coach Pruitt. On top of, he hasn't necessarily won a lot of games either. So I think that hurts him as well.
I wonder if Coach Pruitt called Bruce Pearl, because Bruce Pearl had this day where he went in and met with investigators and I believe what
he didn't come out with a job, right?
Yeah, I believe he wasn't told everything that they had, and I wonder if it's a similar situation.
Bruce Pearl would be a good person to talk to right now, if you
right?
You know, and I compared it to, you know, when we were young kids, and your parents would ask you a question about, you know, who did this or who didn't. They just wanted to see if you were going to lie or not. They already know the answer. They already know. They just want to see if you will just tell the truth. And I think a lot of questions that Pruitt's going to get, I think they're going to have the answer already, because they've been here for so long and they've dug and dug and dug. And so
I think that's a great example, man. And that reminds me of like being called into the room in the house that no one ever went into and being asked questions.
Yeah. The difference is either I'm going to whoop you with a belt, or I'm going to make you go outside and get your own switch. That's if you right. lie, you get your own switch. If you tell the truth, I'm just going to bust your butt with a belt. Your choice.
Wow.
I know. And for kids that grow up in a soft era now, that was a thing.
Yeah, that was my choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And there was actually some thought involved into that. So if you go big switch, it's bigger and it's going to cover more, you know, mass on your backside.
Oh yeah.
But you can't get that whiplash effect going with the big stick. If you go skinny stick, you're thinking, oh man, this stick isn't as big. It's not going to hurt as much. No, number one, it can fly. It can flow through the air quicker, mm-hmm. and you get that whiplash effect.
That's right. That's right. When I had to pick it, I go outside and get a little leaf, and then they're like, oh, really? You want to play? And then they went outside and got a branch. So,
oh my goodness,
that's your option. Tell the truth and just get a, you know, belt, and won't be that bad, or lie and you're getting the whole branch.
Well, it, you know, if he's meeting Jason Swain with us from Knoxville talking about these Tennessee issues, and you know, if he's meeting with investigators today, I do wonder how quickly we'll get some sort of news. Maybe tomorrow. I mean, it makes sense on a Friday afternoon news dump type deal.
Man, you can't keep anything secret, you know, these days, man. It's really hard.
That's true.
It's hard, man. It's hard with you know, everybody having the ability to put stuff on Twitter and, you know, people talking. I mean, I'll be surprised if anything is kept secret, honestly.
I was just going to say, was that your phone ringing in the background there, Swain? You got some news you want to break for us here on 3HL?
That's the Pruitt hotline right there.
That was just the alarm. I got like 20 alarms set on my phone to wake up, which I always wake up before my alarm. I got alarms to pick up my kid from school when they leave the house. I got all these alarms for just every little thing that goes on being a parent. Now, you will understand here soon.
I already do have reminder alarms. Do you have an alarm set that goes off every time a Tennessee player enters the transfer portal?
Yeah, because that's what I thought it was. I thought it was the transfer portal sound. It's
like, yeah, well, if that was the case, my phone would be on like 5%. And I would need like a power battery charging pack or something like that, man.
No lie. I asked David Ubbin yesterday. I said, how many Tennessee players are in the portal? And he goes, I don't even know, man. It's more than a dozen. I don't know. He goes, 24/7's got a list.
You know what I hope these players would do? I want y'all to just get in the huddle and do it at once. All right. Stop doing it every other day.
Yeah.
It's like they're sitting there like, hey, you do it on Monday. I'll do it on Tuesday. All right. You on Wednesday. All right.
Wait, gives you something Thursday. New to talk about every day, Swain.
No, just everybody do it together. Just do it together.
What's the word on the Shamburger In and Out?
Woo. Man, that's a head scratcher, you know.
For those that don't know, he entered the portal on Tuesday night, and Wednesday he came out of the portal.
That's a head scratcher there. You know, he did a really good job in 2019.
He had
a great finish, and there was so much, you know, expectation going into this last season with him. And, you know, he started the season off not on the right foot after getting out of the doghouse. So he's been in the doghouse. He's played well. He's been in the doghouse, and I hate it for him because, you know, he's going to look back in a couple of years. He's going to realize what opportunity that he had here, and he's going to probably kick himself. But that's just weird, you know. Maybe he got into the transfer portal and realized it's better to be with a guy like Coach Pruitt that. I guess gave him every chance in the world to get it together. And maybe some other coach won't give him that chance. I honestly don't know why he jumped back out, to be honest, but it's just weird. That's under the other weird thing that's going on here in Tennessee. It gets kind of lost in the shuffle.
So what I hear is with regard to the portal, that there is a group of players that, and everybody's making their own decision as to what's best for them. And certainly you wish them the best and you know, pray for clarity in this situation, because this is a big moment in these guys' lives, like a big decision to make. But what I hear is that some might stay if Jeremy Pruitt leaves, and some might stay if he stays. And so we're not done with the portal thing. I think there's going to be more news, you know, after whatever decision is made.
No, you're not. And that's why I think the Kevin Steele hire is good, because, you know, you have an opportunity to get in that portal and, you know, replace some of those players who are probably going to leave if Coach Pruitt is not the coach. And that's just where we are right now in college football. And I don't blame any student athlete for making a decision about their career, because, quite frankly, kids pick schools because of the coach. They don't pick schools because of the school. They pick kids because of the coach, and the coach is not there anymore, and they don't feel – you know, like building a relationship with a new coach, even though they'll do that anyways if they transfer. Listen, it's their decision, it's their career. They put the work in, they've earned that right. But if you're Tennessee, you have to be prepared. If you're going to make a decision on Pruitt, him not being your coach, you better have someone that can get in that portal, have instant credibility, and be able to recruit guys out of it, and replace some of the players that may go in there and may leave.
Basketball team definitely has Final Four potential. We've talked a lot about that. There are some areas of concern, though, that they need to get better at. And that's good, though, right? Like that they're not peaking right now. Clearly, they struggled against Alabama's athleticism and length in terms of their ability to get to the basket. And then also, you know, if you go with that, you leave the open three shooter and they can shoot the ball well. What are you seeing from this basketball team as we hit game 10, I guess?
They gotta make shots. I think offensively kind of gets stagnant. Who is the guy that when you need a bucket, you're going to go to? John Fulkerson can't afford to have games where he disappears. I mean, he has to be that guy like Grant Williams said, okay, we give the ball to you at the elbow. We need a bucket. We up four or we down two, we got to have a play. You know, who's going to be that guy? I think we can say that Jaden Springer is the real deal. He's one of the best offensive players that we have. He's very in control. He's strong, fundamentally sound.
He can go get his own. That's what I like about him.
He can go get his own.
Yeah.
It's very important that guys like Viscovi is able to make shots, because, we don't have those type of shooters like we had 2 years ago when Tennessee was, you know, a top 10 basketball team. So Viscovi got to make shots. You know, he's still growing, still developing. I think we also learned that Josiah Jordan James is the glue to this basketball team. You know, Pons, your defensive guy, you know, creates a lot of issues, but Josiah does it all. I mean, he's flirting with the double-double. He plays great defense. He's a leader on this team. He's very, very important, and he's quietly been probably Tennessee's MVP at this point of the season. So, got to make shots, and you're right. You know, it's important not to peak early. I thought 2 years ago Tennessee's basketball team peaked too early, and you know, Tennessee was actually better before we were number one. When you beat Gonzaga early, you had that stretch where people were comparing Duke and Tennessee as which team was the best. But I think after Tennessee got the number one ranking, you know, they had already peaked too soon. So it was very important to peak at the right time.
Well, great stuff. Maybe that transfer portal alarm will go off again, and we can get you back on, or maybe the Pruitt alarm will go off and we can get you back on. I don't know.
I would turn my phone off if I had a transfer portal alarm in Tennessee.
Jason Swain, at Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com, the website. Get the app. Later, man. Thank you.
Y'all get back.
Always something going on in Knoxville. 14 in the portal, one jump back out. They also pick up a quarterback from Virginia Tech. I mean, there is no offseason anymore in football, right? Like college pro, nothing.
There hasn't been in college for a long time. Ask every coach that gets to deal with recruiting.
Looks like the Titans are trying to hire a defensive coordinator. Would love to get your take. We'll open the phone line, 615-737-1045. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. When we come back, opening night in Smashville, our friend Sean Henry is full of energy and ready to roll. We'll do that next on 104.5 The Zone. Jason.